After Fred Astaire's first screen test, a 1933 memo from the MGM testing director said, "Can't act, slightly bald, can dance a little bit." Astaire kept that memo over the fireplace in his Beverly Hills home. An expert said of the famous football coach Vince Lombardi, "He possesses minimal football knowledge and he lacks motivation." Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper for lacking ideas. He also went bankrupt several times before he built Disneyland. And Lou Gehrig was such a clumsy ball player when he was a kid that the boys in his neighborhood would not let him play on their teams. But he was committed. He did not give up. Eventually, his name was entered into baseball's Hall of Fame. These guys knew how to handle adversity and adversaries. What we do with adversity and obstacles, how we handle them, are oftentimes the determiners of success. Booker T. Washington once said, "Success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles that one has overcome trying to succeed." Sometimes the obstacles we face are physical challenges, a disease, a sickness, an injury. Sometimes the challenges we face are logistical, not enough manpower or equipment to accomplish a task. Sometimes the obstacles are personal, fears, weaknesses, lack of skill. But some of the most frustrating challenges are relational ones, the ones that involve other people and their attitudes and their mindsets. There are those people who always bring up why something is not possible or why it's inconvenient to them, or those that are always critical and think that they should be the leader. We all face obstacles and adversities. Gideon has had to overcome some personal obstacles, his hesitancy and his fear. He's had to plow through with faith through logistical obstacles, having only a 300-man army. But in this next episode of Gideon's tenure as a judge, Gideon is faced with relational obstacles and challenges. So Gideon went to battle against Baal in chapter 6, against the Midianites in chapter 7, and now against his own countrymen in chapter 8. And what we learn is that sometimes the people of God are unwilling to look past their own personal conceits, comforts, and concerns in order to experience the true rest God brings. So what about you? What conceits, comforts, and concerns are keeping you from resting fully in the victory provided to us by Christ? What are the selfish obstacles that you are wrongly placing in front of your pastor, in front of your church? Those are obstacles that need to be dealt with and removed. Well, if you want to hear how this entire story with Gideon plays out, you've got to come back tomorrow. But until then, walk with Jesus day by day. And as you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in India. Also, remember the Aymara LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Bolivia and Peru.